This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In less than a year, Obamacare is going to be fully enforced. Millions of people who've never had health insurance are going to get it. And that is going to be a huge problem because we just don't have enough doctors, primary care doctors in particular. Estimates of the shortage bounce around maybe several thousand doctors today, as many as 50,000 by the middle of the century. It's a lot of ground to make up, but it's also an opportunity for medical professionals who aren't doctors to step in. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has that story.
It's tough enough to see a primary care physician today. Just wait till next year when another 30 million people get insurance under Obamacare. Dr. Wanda Filer is on the board of the American Academy of Family Physicians.
We need all hands on deck. We need more family physicians. We need more primary care nurse practitioners. We need more physician assistants. Everyone with a focus on a patient.
And certainly, all those medical folks are only too happy to jump in. The country spends some $200 billion a year on primary care.
Does that hurt to touch it? I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
Yeah.
Nurse practitioner Andrea Vittori is gingerly examining her patient's swollen calf. Vittori runs the Mary Howard Health Center in downtown Philadelphia, which books about 900 appointments a month.
You know what's really bothering me?
Vittori's patient has a nerve problem. It's outside her scope of practice, so she's referring him to a specialist. There's just no need for a primary care physician.
People talk about the future of health care and nurse practitioners filling the role of the primary care provider and physicians becoming the specialists. I don't see any reason why that couldn't be.
RAND Corporation health economist David Auerbach says there's good reason for primary care doctors to be looking over their shoulders. Nurse practitioners can treat 85% of what a primary care doctor can treat.
The number of primary care physicians, it's growing very slowly. And the number of NPs is going to something like probably double in the next 15 to 20 years.
All this isn't lost on powerful medical organizations like the Family Physicians and the American Medical Association. Those groups say providers should work together as a team, so long as physicians run the ship. Bring on the turf war.
Currently, there are 12 states with active legislation looking at utilizing nurse practitioners at the top of their education to meet patient care needs.
Tay Capanos works for the American Association of Nurse Practitioners. She says nurses want to end laws that require some level of physician oversight, like for prescriptions or diagnosis. Doctors say this isn't about stealing their jobs. It's about patient safety. What if there's a complex case and the nurse practitioner misses something? Dr. Artis Hoven is the president-elect of the AMA.
I see it as physicians being true to their oath and being true to their training. And I think most physicians in this country feel that way. They're not threatened by this. At the end of the day, what they want to do is deliver the best health care possible.
Dr. John Rowe at the Columbia School of Public Health says nurse practitioners are already working without primary care doctors.
The fact is, this is going on in 16 or 17 other states, and there's no evidence that it's not good for the patients.
As a doctor himself, Rowe gets why doctors feel threatened.
We may be dealing with a change in professional image. The physicians feel that they have something special to offer, and being told other individuals who can do it as well as they could is a very difficult lesson for them.
But Rowe says if doctors and nurses can't come together to solve the primary care shortage, that could be a painful and expensive lesson for all of us. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.